this coming year in 21, starting in the spring and having it ready early fourth quarter. And then the other building would lag behind that, potentially, depending on leasing again, probably maybe a year, maybe 2 years, something along those lines. The building is designed as a institutional grade industrial, spec industrial building built with load-bearing precast concrete wall panels, painted, a steel superstructure, columns and joist girders and beams and open web joists inside. We are 36 foot clear, sorry. Go back and forth on some projects, so I get confused sometimes. Building is being designed at 36 clear and will be designed to appeal to a wide range of tenants that hopefully will come to Franklin or expand in Franklin and continue to do business here. That's the big picture. Does that work? Is there something I missed? Anything you would like me to address specifically?
Eric, let's talk a little bit about the value of the building.
Yeah, so, you know, it seems like cities have their own kind of calculus, their own math. I just look at it in terms of production cost and then ultimate market value. The production cost on a property like this is going to be in excess of $60 a foot, and you know the market value on that would probably be, you know, in excess of $70 a foot. So, you know, for one building, well, the combined development, quick math, production cost should be north of $18 million. Ultimate market value, I think you could just simply throw $20 million at it, and that'd be a conservative number.
Our number, such value
would
be about
80. Sure.
For both.
No, that'd be total.
And it sits on how many acres?
What is our acre? 15? 15. Sure. 15.
That's fine. Rough number. Questions from the commission. We're asking for five waivers from the 2017 standard. Regulo, can you set up the business park area map so we can get an idea of where this is in relation? There we go.
Good general question.
So here is where the building is going to be located. Specifically down here. So you get the idea. As you recall from all of our conversations, this was the high-end area with frontage on 27th Street also being high-end. And this is going to be our more industrial area. So gives you perspective. This is the Biller property that we keep talking about. This will be the first two buildings in the Biller property.
Good general question.
Commissioner Moore, seeing
here. I do know that when your site was being developed, it was assumed that you could make up the grade on your neighbor's property to the south, MLG's property. And then discussion with MLG, they weren't quite aware of those discussions. So how are you, or have you addressed the feathering out, if you will, of your grades to your neighbor's grades? I haven't, it just occurred to me that I don't think I ever heard a resolution to that issue.
I'm sorry, I'm not clear on your question, sir.
So your neighbor to the south.
Yes.
The initial grading had showed that basically you're going to build your parking lot and then make up grading to the south, basically go on your neighbor's property. I don't know that your neighbor knew that as of less than a month ago. Have you resolved that issue?
It hasn't even been brought to my attention. This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay.
I wasn't aware of that. We do have a proposed temporary grading easement on the portion of that property called out in the plans.
Okay.
I mean, as far as the mechanism.
As of a month ago, I don't think your neighbor knew about that easement, so. I'm not sure.
Can you, let me clear this, try to clear this up. Can you describe your relationship with the property owner?
With Scott Beller?
Mm-hmm.
We, well, we'd be purchasing the property from Scott. Our agreement is such that he is to deliver the property in at a rough graded elevation with certain compaction requirements. So it should basically be a pad-ready, shovel-ready sale site. And so I guess I would assume that any grading issues between he and the neighbor, or our site and the neighbor, should be worked out, you know, as part of his preparation of the site for us.
And they may have. I wasn't aware of that. So
yeah.
Basically what it was looking like is you guys might have to build a wall on your property.
Big pardon?
It was looking like you guys might have to build a wall on your property. Of,
yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, we can talk with our civil. I would think he would be aware of it, but I would assume that would be a condition of Scott's preparation of the site for us.
Okay. Acknowledged.
Commissioner Haley.
Thank you. Just to follow up on that same thing, yes, you're clearly showing it as an area that needs to be temporarily graded. And in looking at the plans, it's about a 10-foot cut. So there's a fairly steep slope that will be left there on your neighbor's property. So this is something that definitely should be resolved in advance. I'm going to assume you'll figure that all out. But then there's also how that should be restored. I mean, currently it's farm field. I don't know if it's going to be farm, but it's one of the missing pieces on your site plan. It shows temporary grading happening there, but we don't really know what's happening. And as the engineer points out, if you can't do it in grades, you're going to end up putting a retaining wall in there because it's about 10-foot vertical.
To clarify, my understanding is it is the grading is permanent. It's a temporary easement to allow the grading to occur. That's my understanding.
That makes sense. The question I'm asking is how that's going to be left, because what's now a farm field 10 feet above your parking lot is going to be laid back. So there'll need to be some slope in there, some way to address that, either with vegetation or walls or something.
Sure.
It's just one of those curious things that showed up and the engineer picked up on it as well.
No, understood. That would have to be obviously stabilized and planted or blanketed or seeded or something. So
the plants don't address
it's not
it.
Constantly
but I'm sure
eroding.
You can.
Correct. Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the applicant? Commissioner Haley, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'm just trying to understand big picture because I know what we're trying to do here. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with not knowing the ultimate use. I mean, we're being asked to grant a special exception for something we don't know what it is. And I've gone through the plans in detail, and I think they're fairly comprehensive. And the mystery is what is it? And what if it's inconsistent with where we're going in Franklin? And I understand you're not in a position to tell us that now, but there's a bit of discomfort on my side because we're being asked to approve something we just don't know what it is. Again, given that the plans are good, the detail is there, I've got questions on them, especially the exceptions, and I assume we'll work through that.
Sure.
It's just a little bit of discomfort that I have. And it's, while we're here and going nowhere, sheet C8, sheet C16, you need to revisit that one. All the notations on the page are referencing the City of Kenosha standards and specifications, and I'm guessing that's not what Franklin wants.
Yeah, probably not.
So somebody needs to go through that, and it may be in other documents. I just picked up on it there. So let's get that cleaned up, whatever happens.
Absolutely.
I apologize. Thanks.
If the engineer were here, I'd be flogging him right now.
You can flog him double because I picked up on it too. Kevin, you still have
the floor. So I guess one of the couple things I'm trying to understand here. It's suggested that this may be some sort of e-commerce thing or whatever. And again, that's acceptable. I guess I'm wondering whether we can narrow this down and specify the special usage to either e-commerce or a couple of narrower categories. I mean, I would just hate to see this come back and be constructed as something completely different. We just don't know. Is there a way to fine-tune that a little bit?
Well, I believe the additional uses, and I'm trying to find it in here because I didn't bring the full submittal package. I just brought the comments, and I thought it was in here. I'm looking for the specific language we were looking to have permissible.
Yes, because it almost, at some point, as I was reading here, it almost seemed as if you were asking us to add that SIC code to the approval of this. It would make more sense if that happened by some other action.
The, let me just explain a little bit, and our broker does this, articulates this very well in terms of what's happening in the marketplace right now, is that things are moving pretty quickly. I mean, as you see, some Amazon has obviously taken over chunks of real estate quite significantly within the general regional area. Some of those buildings are, you know, getting started as spec buildings and then being purchased by them or being leased by them, and they're taking over. Some of them are being developed directly for them. That's a tenant. That's not necessarily our target tenant. That's not, I can say, I think that that's not who the 300,000 square foot possible user is. But the market's moving pretty quickly. Product pretty much needs to be in place in order to have a chance at a deal. For somebody to be coming out and start looking for 150,000 square foot space, or even 100,000 or a portion of that, and then, you know, start the process looking for a site, identifying a site, going through approvals, designing the building, building the building, that deal's long gone. It's found another place that's already queued up and is either in process or exists. So having product available, or at least coming available, is key to being able to lease the property. Otherwise, it'll just, it, you know, won't happen. And that's just the way the market is being driven right now, and has been for a while. As far as the uses, what we're trying to avoid is a situation where we have, we're trying to, I guess, open up the available uses so that when we're making, when HSA is making proposals, there are no contingencies on that. We understand that this is an allowable use within this location, and we know that we can proceed forward. Obviously, if there are anybody that's doing anything hazardous or outside of that window, or has, you know, other issues of noise and pollution and different things, those I assume would still fall under like a conditional use process or something like that, to have that that company come back. And those companies generally are used to that. You know, they know that because they have those situations that they need to get approval. But we're trying to get, I guess, open up the window of acceptable uses so that we can move forward more efficiently and hopefully get this leased and get you some tax base faster.
Regulo, can you put up the south elevation, please?
Sorry.
South elevation.
This is the rear elevation then. This is how, frankly, I propose that we control the uses. Not a lot of tops.
But there are accommodations to double the number of docks. Right there, the hatch
but
areas.
The way you do, but they got to come back if they want to do that. That's how you do that.
Okay, changing the subject a little bit, and maybe this is better for the city engineer. The storm system plans are very clear how you're capturing what you're doing. It appears to just be going to this new basin that will be created on the east side of the building, which
Correct.
Ultimately connects with other to-be-constructed basins to the north of the parcel. Is that what I'm understanding? So there's really nothing happening on the site. It's all going to the city street storm sewer system, and that's part of the regional street system, storm.
The city engineer.
I guess my question is to the ultimate, where does water go ultimately?
So, first of all, I should acknowledge that this is under review by my staff, so they will catch things like Kenosha. They're checking the math on drainage and that sort of thing.
You're gonna
my recollection is that I believe it all goes to at least maybe two of those ponds, and it fills up and basically crosses the road and then discharges to a small receiving, I want to call it a little stream, on the other side of the road. So that's ultimately where it goes. Our street system actually drains to those ponds also. So but these ponds will actually, if I recall correctly, will actually be owned by the association or whatever you're calling your group. And so this lot and the other lots across the street will all share in the management and maintenance of those ponds. They will not be the city ponds.
What about the ultimate destination of the basin on the east side of the building? I'm assuming that's new, and it's clearly shown as outside the property line. So is that lot, it's going to be an outlot?
I yep. believe that's an outlot.
It is an outlot.
And they would share in the participation of the maintenance, but the city would not maintain that. The city owns the storm pipes in the street.
In the streets.
But our pipes would drain to that pond, and then their association or whatever you're calling it would be responsible for the ponds. And then that would drain to the, crosses the culvert and goes to the, further to the east.
Yes, best I can tell, everything drains to little basins. The little one goes to the one on the east and ultimately overflows at the points east.
Correct. That's my recollection.
Also interested in how it moves to the north and west, but it looks like it's going straight out to the street system.
Yeah, and there is a pond on the north side of the street too.
Proposed,
yes.
Yeah, would that be a city regional pond or a property owner?
Again, property owners association or whatever they call their association.
Thank you for that understanding. It's all designed well. I just couldn't make out exactly where it ends up. And no, when we get to the waivers, I've got some questions and comments.
This is probably to staff, Glenn. Even to the north, how high does that land go up? And how's that water going to go to the north?
It goes all the way to North Pole.
Okay, great. Mr. Haley would probably want it to go to Michigan.
I admit I don't have the grading plan devoted to that.
You're talking about that larger pond to the north?
Yeah.
I think the property actually falls off. It almost crests.
Does it?
Okay,
so this is kind of the focal point of this area?
Generally, all of this does drain to the north and west. But the building itself is being taken to the east basin and going that way. There's sort of a divide happening.
Okay.
Everything's actually trying to get to the Root River, so some of it kind of goes a little bit to the west. So the west side of your building, I believe, does drain west. East side drains east. And you might have a little bit of parking in the front that drains north.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
There's connections from the parking lot all out to the street.
And staff, are these roads already roughed in? I haven't been back there, so.
They are not.
Okay.
We just had a discussion on Tuesday night where the overall development agreement was approved pending some legal and technical capabilities. So, based on your timing, I would expect that Mr. Biller would be moving dirt sometime this fall.
We've been asking him to do that, and he says he's re-engaged C.D. Smith, I think it is, his contractor. He was just waiting for your document the other night, so I think it...
We are still waiting for the project to be actually publicly bid, but so it's in the process.
Mr. Ogden's encouraging.
I mean, okay, because they've got a timeline at 2021, and we don't have anything in the ground yet.
Mr. Biller doesn't have anything in the ground.
Okay, Mr. Biller doesn't. That's their problem, Mr. Biller.
But that is one of my concerns in this, is that the special use is only good for 1 year. You've got to be in built and occupancy permit or it expires. Does that seem reasonable to you?
From this approval?
From the passage of the resolution, I believe the language reads.
Unless extended.
Unless extended, of course. Okay. But right now, you'd be getting an approval that gives you a year to get this all done.
If this were to happen today, it would be about where our target is. Okay, the goal is to start in the spring and have it ready early, mid-fall, okay, early fourth quarter. However, we're right there. So any kind of delays either on the start side or for an approval issue or a hiccup with Biller getting his stuff there, occupancy, all that stuff has to be done in order to get the occupancy.
Should
within 1 year.
Should that user come to pass?
they'll be back.
They better be in a year. So, yeah.
Just want to make sure you're aware of that, because the extension is only good for a year unless you heard the approval.
Commissioner Leo.
Mayor, you may have already answered my question, but do we, as a commission, have the ability to recommend a longer period to ensure that it happens within the time that they would be permitted? Like, I don't know what that length of time is, whether it's 18 months or...
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question, given, I mean, the first building, you know, I think that the year timeframe is reasonable. And if it turns out to be a single user, the year timeframe is reasonable. But if that doesn't come to pass and it becomes two buildings, then I think